Welcome to the Level 3 podcast for Unit 4, Session 1, The Development of Babies, Children and Young People. At the end of this session, learners should be able to list the factors that could influence a child's development, write about the different stages of development, and write a development profile for a child. It may be handy to have the course notes from the tutor alongside you during this podcast, as well as access to the internet, pen, paper, and a Level 3 MVQ textbook. Activity 1. By going to www.teachers.tv/video/243, that's www.teachers.tv/video/243. Please watch this video clip and make notes. Please pause the podcast now. Now you have finished watching the video clip, please structure your notes so that you have information under the following headings: Every Child Matters, Development, Partnerships, and the scheme demonstrated on the video. Now you have structured your notes, please think about the scheme. Were there any areas of good practice that you identified? And did you think the scheme was a good idea? Please pause the podcast while you make these notes. Activity 2. Ages and Stages of Development. Taken from Beeth et al. 2006, Children's Care, Learning and Development, Knowledge and Evidence Resource, page 73. There are lots of different stages of development. For each of the stages about to be mentioned, please write the approximate age that a child displays this and a brief description of this stage. Stage 1. Sensory motor. Stage 2. Pre-operational. Stage 3. Concrete operations. Stage 4. Formal operations. Stage 5. Enactive. Stage 6. Iconic. And Stage 7. Symbolic. Please pause the podcast while you do this. Activity 3. Factors that influence development. Brainstorm some ideas of factors that you think could have an effect on a child's development. Please pause the podcast whilst you do this. Now, look at these factors and write down how they could affect the development of your child. Specifically looking at the following age ranges: 0 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 11, 12 to 16. By making notes on each of these age groups, you should be thinking about how the factors could affect each one of these children in the age ranges. Activity 4. Here are some case studies with questions following for you to think about. Jot down your notes on a piece of paper. Case study 1. Amy is a key worker in a nursery. She looks an All About Me form of a child that is due to start in her group next week. The child is 3 and has a hearing impairment. Points to think about. What are the possible issues regarding this child's development? What does Amy need to prepare before the child starts? How can the staff effectively meet Amy's needs? Please pause podcast now. Case study 2. A health visitor makes a home visit to a child that is 8 months old, but was 6 weeks premature. The child is living with their mother, who is aged 15, and her two uncles, 12 and 14, with their grandma. The child's mother and grandma both smoke inside the house, and they have a large dog and two cats. The house is missing basic kitchen appliances, is dirty, but does have a television. The child is eating solid food, but mostly the same meals as the other members of the family. Things to think about. How might these factors affect the child's development? What support services are available to a family? Please pause the podcast now. You are a play worker at an after-school club. You're looking after a child that is 7. The child always looks tired, is pale, and does not really join in with the other children. At snack time, when fruit and crackers are offered with milk or water, the child says that they do not want any. When you talk to the mother, she says she is not worried, as they have a takeaway each night as a family at 9 p.m. when her husband arrives home. Also, that the child has snacks of cakes, biscuits and coke in their bag if they do get hungry. Things to think about. How might this affect the child's development? What could you do to support the child? And can you identify any problems that you would want to address as a practitioner? Please pause the podcast now. Case study 4. You are a key worker in the foundation stage. One of your key children is still in nappies at 4 years old. The child says they want to use a big toilet as all their friends are. You think that the child should be toilet trained. You ask Mum if she would like you to support her with toilet training whilst the child is at nursery. Mum says no, as the child is not ready yet. Things to think about. How might this affect the child's development? What could you do to support the child? What could you do to support the mother? Please pause podcast now. This is the end of the podcast for session 1. Thank you.